now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
What up, what up, what up? What up, good people? What up with y'all? What up with y'all, man? We're gonna get going here in a minute, man. Get started. Waiting on Hoodie. Yeah. Another Monday. What up? What up? Another Monday. What up with y'all? There I go, hoodie. What up, man?
What's happening?
You got it. What's up with you?
Man, can't call it, bro.
Yeah. Another Monday. What up, Amor, right? What up, man? We got a few people in this thing already.
So
we got a few people in here already. Map Visuals, extremely blessed. What up with y'all rocking with us on the live? Two bells. What up with y'all? Hoodie was good, dog. The weeks be flying, dog.
Thank you. Different day, bro.
You ain't lying, man.
How you feeling? It's getting close to crunch time for you, man.
What's that?
Time for the big game, man. Oh, hold on now. Nah, you ain't Baltimore. I was thinking about old co-hosts, Baltimore.
Yeah, it's his team. His team's still in it. The Ravens.
Yeah. How you feeling? You done morning?
Yeah, I'm good, dog. Them niggas was trash the last 6-7 games of the season, dog.
Man.
Yeah, for sure. I'm over it, dog. I'm ready for the next season. We'll see who we gonna get.
We gonna start the next season.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? They got some. I'm going for the Ravens now. I'm gonna see Lamar get one.
Man, you think the Falcons gonna get Bill, bro?
I don't know. They trying to look. Shout out to the real Anna B, man. Anna B supposed to be tapping in with us. She says she's fixing her hair. get your hair together. Nah, tap in when you ready to jump on here. We're gonna have real Anna B on here. The Falcons, man, I don't know if the Falcons feel like they done had multiple interviews with Bill. What you think? But then they said they interviewed Harbaugh. They got a bunch of interviews going on.
Man, I don't know, bro. I think they might try to get Bill just because of name value.
Probably so. I mean, Bill might still got, you know what I'm saying, some good coaching years left in him, but I don't know. I feel like they want Bill. I don't know.
Round decision, bro. I feel like it's a coaching decision. I feel like it's a business decision. Just Bill going to put some of them good old boys in them seats.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. He got a name.
Yeah,
he got a name.
Put the good old boys out there in the 300s.
You ain't lying. But, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. I done seen a bunch of names out there. I feel like they leaning towards Bill.
Yeah.
Harbaugh might go to he might go L.A.
Shit, I know. We need to get rid of Darvin Ham. Nine fucking rotation having ass dog.
I hear a bunch of people keep talking about that. They mad.
Darvin Ham rotation. Terrible.
They mad, man.
Giving us some fucked up rotations. This nigga hate me off.
Yeah. We gonna
What up, cuz? I got my cousin in here. What up?
What up with all y'all rocking with us, man, on the Dope Dope Podcast, man? We great to get going, man. We just in here kicking some sports shit right now.
Hold on, hold on.
You gotta get the shares going. Yeah, let's share it out one time, man. We're gonna get going here in a minute, man. Get the rock. We just shooting NFL sports shit right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we ain't trying to lose y'all, man.
Yeah. Let's see. Kick my shit out, too. Wait, January done flew, man. You know what I'm saying? It's almost the end of the month already.
Man, I can't wait, nigga. I've been, hey, no drink. I ain't had a drink since New Year's, bro.
I see you said that, hey. That's what's up.
Sip of champagne, New Year's, and that was it.
That's what's up. West Blade. Shout out, West Blade. What up?
What up, Brandon?
The real Anna B, I need you get your hair fixed, man. Jump on, tap in with us, man. We're ready to kick things off, man. Hoodie, you ready to get this going, man?
Get it.
Let's get it, man. Listen, man. Welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture. As usual, man, you got my main man, Big Homie Hoodie, in this thing, man. Yeah. And I'm your man, Acklin, man. We in this thing.
Oh, definitely. Let's kick the bullshit, dog. Hey, last week I was sleeping in a motherfucker, dog. So you got a little more awakeness with me today.
That's good. We got a little more energized Hoodie in this thing. I was dragging last week too a little bit though, but you know what I'm saying? We still all right.
I was on this bitch like, man, oh, Acklin run through this motherfucker.
Extremely shout out to y'all rocking with us on the live, man. Amazing me, extremely blessed Detroit. Detroit is what I love. Okay, so you on them live. That's just your peoples.
Yeah, that's my people. What up, cousin?
Okay. Shout out to Hoodie's peoples on the live, man. Listen, man, we the Dope Dope. Yeah, Dope. Dope Dope Podcast, man. We rocking on IG Live, man. For those that may check it out later, listening to it on your favorite streaming platform. We on IG Live, kicking and interacting with folks. We're gonna kick things off, man. Hoodie, I don't got a cap of the week. Do you got a cap of the week? You been coming through with the cap. What's the cap this week?
Let me think. I'm trying to think of what I done seen on social media.
Who been high cap, big capping this week?
Who been lying this week? I'm trying to think. I don't know if I came across anybody on some crazy cap shit.
I got a topic, but it could also be cap, man. Let's get right to it, man. This might be cap, man. Y'all tell us if this is cap. Hoodie, you tell me if this is cap or not. Jim Jones, he's challenging rappers of his era to 100K. He said he's smoking everybody in a battle for 100K. Jim Jones said he's smoking anybody in his era.
He's smoking weed, you know
he talking about lyrics. He's smoking anybody.
I like Jimmy, but I don't think he's just this bar that he bar niggas. I would have to say that's cap. Nigga Wayne is in his era. He does know that, right?
That's what I'm saying. All these niggas is really in his era. Like Jada, Fab, all them niggas is in his era. So it's big cap. What Jimmy on, dog?
Jimmy probably like 25th in his era of rappers, right? I do like Jimmy, but he probably like, as far as bars, that nigga's probably like number 25. Hell, he was number 4 or 5 in his own damn group.
Yeah, to start off with, and for a minute there, Jimmy was giving us some dope music, like, yeah, but he done slacked off.
He's giving us good music, but he ain't giving us bars.
He ain't doing nothing with this open challenge. I feel like he trying to get some pub or something going on. You feel me? Shout out Cole in the Clutch, man. What up, man? What up with you?
What up, Cole in the Clutch? My cousin still and Ghost still in her. They tapping in. Let's get them going.
What up with y'all?
Fuck about Jim Jones.
Yeah. That Jim Jones is capping, dog. Anthony Alexander, what up with y'all rocking with us? Yeah, Jim Jones capping, man. He ain't knocking He ain't beating everybody. I don't know what's up with this 100K battle. You know what I'm saying?
So who gets the 100K? Because if I find somebody, do I get it? Because I would like to I would like to join this.
You would like to get this 100K?
Yeah,
I would like
to get
it
off.
Oh no,
like, no. He realized this nigga's like, bruh, this nigga's like my partner Flip. They got better bars than Jim Jones, dog. You know what I'm saying?
It's a number of people though. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, he feeling himself like he supposed to, but I don't think he not gonna get nobody no hundred K or nothing. He not even paying. You know what I'm saying? Jim ain't paying, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I can name numerous people who got better bars than Jimmy.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like Jim Jones hater because I like Jimmy, but I don't think I've ever heard one Jim Jones bar that made me say, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Like that ass, bro. Do you think of one?
Nah, I can't really think of none. I'm not even capping. I ain't lying. I can't think of none. But I fucks with Jim Jones too, dog. I fucks with Jim Jones. But nah, I can't think of nothing. Like it don't pop in my head.
Not a one.
If anything pops in your head, it's balling. It's balling. That's it.
That's it. That's the only thing that pops in my head. Well, nah, I used to like it Summer in Miami shit too. But like I said, there's no balling.
Yeah, that too.
Certified gangsters with my shit.
Certified gangster with the game. That was hard.
Man, that was my shit.
Shout out to Jim Jones, man. You know what I'm saying? He supposed to have his feeling, I guess. He's still out here rapping at this age. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to it. Let's keep it going. Hustler's Poem, I think, is what it was called. That was a classic. Yeah, Cold in the Clutch. That's what Hoodie was just saying. That's it right there. That is a class. That is a Jim Jones classic. Jimmy got joints now. Shit, don't get it twisted. But he's not barring up anybody with 100K. He got 100K on himself. That's just a confidence or something. let's get into it, man. This is a couple, and I really didn't pay no attention to this too much because I don't really care a lot about neither one of these two rappers here. Kid Cudi versus Lupe, man. What was they little quick beef about? What was they little sensitive beef about? Does anybody know, Hoodie? Do you know that you keep up with this?
I hate to sound this way, bro, but I ain't fucked with I ain't really listened to Lupe since Kick Push, and nigga, I ain't heard of Kid Cudi songs since Day and Night.
That's what I'm saying. So then all of a sudden they had a beef and then they was friends. I don't know what the hell's going on with that. Nobody knows.
I'm still pissed at Kid Cudi for being part of Illuminati and that whack ass house party ended.
Yeah, it was some bullshit. They went real, real left with that. Dog. I don't know what the hell was going on with that. Dog. Yeah. He was in there, like you said, Illuminati. And I don't know what was up with that.
What the fuck at the end of that, bro?
But he does a lot of, they both do some weird shit. Like, I feel like Lupe just jump out and say some wild shit and is into it with somebody every couple.
I thought that nigga was rapping and turned into a samurai.
What?
I thought that nigga Lupe quit rapping and turned into a samurai. Am I tripping?
He might have did. Maybe he just jumped back in to beef with Kid Cudi because he didn't like Kid Cudi no more. But then they back friends.
I swore that nigga was like practicing his swords play and everything and shit online.
He was doing all that. He's ready to cut up niggas. Remember, he was ready to cut up Joe Budden and everybody.
God damn, bro. I know how to work a samurai sword. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
You said you wish you did?
I said I wouldn't want to fight a nigga that know how to work a sword. Like, nigga, out of everything you can know how to work, nigga, you know how to work a sword, nigga. It's cool. You got it.
Yeah, you got that. You got that. Yeah, like, I'm not trying to fool with Samurai Jack at all. You hear me?
That tough, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if you get into a fight with a nigga at the club and he goes to the trunk and pull out a sword? That shit is crazy.
That nigga different.
Yeah. Like, all right, I got something for you. Open the trunk. Nigga pull out a long-ass fucking samurai sword.
You got a whole sword. Hey, that's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That motherfucker, Lupe fuck around and get the glow like on The Last Dragon, dog, like Bruce Leroy did.
Lock, bullets with the sword and shit. Nah, y'all, Lupe, get it? I want that Lupe smoke.
Nah, Lupe gonna catch the glow like show enough them, though, I'm telling you.
Say, who's the master?
Yeah, who the master? Like, damn, Lupe. What else we got? What else we got? Ja Rule trying to make a comeback.
Every dude is a
legend. I hate to laugh at this because Ja Rule's a legend. Ja Rule was so, you know what I'm saying? He was a huge star at some point. But he got a new deal. He said he's dropping his comeback album. He's not washed up. Do we care about Ja Rule dropping new music in 2024?
Hey, y'all know I'm the nigga that don't give a fuck about what I say. Don't give a damn about Ja Rule dropping no music. Damn.
You and we may not care, but do you think Ja Rule can drop some quality music in 2024? Cole Snatcher said no, sir. You said no.
Nothing else is needed to be said. No. That's it.
That nigga said he
y'all had some hit back and look, hell no.
That's what the comments are saying. Y'all, the comments are saying they ain't trying to hear no Jai. This is, they said it's the 25th anniversary of Vinny Vedi Vici, his debut project.
Good, though, but ain't nobody checking with Ja Rule.
Nah.
Who gives a fuck what Ja Rule has to say? I'm like,
hey, he should have lived off that Versus because that was good.
Y'all think Ja gonna get out there and start rapping like Lil Baby?
That's the question. Like, I don't know what he gonna give us. Is really anybody really trying to hear every done is, like you just said, is anybody really trying to hear that in 2024 though? Like, nah.
And aside, you know, y'all see that nigga 50 today, that nigga slim to the motherfucker.
Yeah. Cause you can't mention Ja Rule without thinking about 50 Cent.
That nigga 50 got slim, dog. I said, damn, this nigga all them steroids in the world.
What 50 he doing though? What you think he doing? He trying to get healthy? You think it's a health thing? What is he doing?
Oh no, man. He getting up for an age, he might need to let them
all that maybe
and body coming down now.
I seen that. That's his old man. His old man getting into his old man frame.
Yeah, little baby, little job, baby,
little job, baby. What y'all think, Ja Rule? I'm gonna listen to it. I'm gonna listen to it, but hey, it might be whack. And I don't think it got nothing either to do with 50 Cent, you know, killing them out for the most part. Murder Inc. It's just ain't nobody. I don't think nobody's wanting to hear that shit.
Like, how
some niggas, I don't know. Some niggas' time is just passed, yeah, like, my nigga.
Is he gonna come out on this video with his shirt off and a bandana on? Still, like,
yeah.
Ja Rule up today, dress.
I don't know. Do he got a suit on? Like, I don't know what he doing.
Last night I heard about Ja Rule for real. He was scamming them people with them sandwiches and them tents.
Come on, my nigga. They put it on the white man.
Festival.
Yeah, we got away with one.
Hey, did y'all?
They got watch it on the white man.
Y'all watched that documentary where that white man was like, and that was the time I knew I was going to have to suck a dick for some water. I said, what the fuck is going on with this shit, dog? Y'all
No.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't know if he can.
I think Jai's in the same range as 50. 50, hey, I'm going to tell y'all though, 50 Cent is killing these fucking theme songs. This nigga just need to make TV show themes for the rest of his career. Theme songs is all right.
So he just need to keep dropping shows so he can do theme songs. That's it.
He can drop them all year long. Every year.
That's his hit.
Yeah, for real, bro. Look, think about the power of the main Get Rich. What that shit called? Get Rich Town.
The main power. The spinoff.
Chain in the.
Tariq and them, BMF.
Kane in the South Side. Dude, that shit ride, dog. I turn it on.
But you don't want to hear no new 50 album.
Nah, I ain't trying to you put cool that in them motherfuckers.
That. You don't try to hear G Unit or none of that shit.
Hit that nigga's literally 50. How old is 50? Is he 50 yet?
That nigga gotta be 50, dog. 50 gotta be 50, dog, or close to it.
Man, it's literally him.
It's like, what makes a rapper from that era still, like some of them still putting out music and sound all right, and you know what I'm saying, we'll bump it. What's the difference between them and somebody in that generation that we'll still listen to, though? What's the difference?
I just think they don't age with the times well. Yeah. Some rappers just don't age with the times well. I'm trying to think of who has aged with the times well, bro. Wayne is still aged. Wayne put out a verse on that new Rob 49 song. It might be, man.
Is that that baby went with some shit like that? I forgot how it go. I heard something new. I don't know what the name of the song is.
Yeah, it's called Was Down, Baby.
Yeah. He smoked on that. Who else?
Detroit is what I love, said. Talent.
Yeah. Because Hov still spitting. He still keep up. Like you said, Wayne. Who else getting old? Who else getting old and still putting out music? It's a bunch.
That Wayne versus. I said, damn, I thought Wayne lost it. That nigga said, nah, not yet.
Wayne.
Hard,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. So it's just keeping up with the times, the talent. That's it. I mean, and you can't, I don't think you can have not done nothing in forever and just come out and think niggas cure this long. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah, like you gotta still tap in a little bit in some way, though. Like you can't, niggas don't care who you are, and you ain't can't put nothing out for the last 20 years or so and then try to tap back in. Like they waiting on you.
So who run you think over? You think any niggas is over? Like what about Ross? You think Ross is done?
Ross still gonna put out shit and it's gonna be all right here and there, but I think like his run of just like when you put out a Ross project and you like, yeah, I know this Ross. I'm waiting on this Ross. I think that point is over.
They niggas done checking for it.
Yep. I do, dog. What you?
Well, that's not a good music. Good music. I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Good music is good music. So we saying them niggas probably ain't putting out no good music. But back to your Ross point. Like, at what point did? Because for a minute there, you could bet on Ross to put out a good project, but it just maybe just been kind of like just all right. He didn't just drop some all right, forgettable projects.
I agree.
They said Code and the Cluster. They think Ross may still have one more good piece of work in him. He might. I don't know. Or is a nigga getting too much money now and everywhere else that he ain't taking the time like he used to? I don't know what it is, though.
I don't know either what it is with Ross.
He need to.
Because that picture, like, nobody else though.
What's that?
And nigga Ross paint a picture like nobody else in the game, like crap.
Yeah.
Like this script is hell, dog.
Code and the Cluster, they might need to just work with one producer to bring that back out of him.
Yeah.
Who else? What about 2 Chainz?
I think 2 Chainz might be wrapping his shit running up for real.
Yeah. That could be the case, dog. I hate when a nigga's run is over and they don't realize it. Like, they still like putting out shit. Like, they still is, you know, like, you know, sometimes you can just put out material because you on a run like that. And then you don't realize your run's done. And you still putting out some bullshit. And you put out some bullshit. Like Yeah, like, nigga, ain't nobody checking for it. They don't want to hear it. And T.I. can still rap. It's just the music, I don't know what it is. He might find his last little hit with this the Pimp Squad click though, but I don't know if it's the other niggas or it's gonna be T.I. But I'm gonna listen to that.
Yeah.
They dropped the joint that seemed all right too. But that what's the last shit? It's called something Kill the King. I don't know though.
That's the album he's gonna put out, ain't
it? Yeah, Kill the King. He need to Code and the Cluster, he done. You talking about 2 Chainz or T.I.?
Right. Chill.
Probably tip.
Oh, please stay off the T.I. That's what you think Luda done?
Luda nigga? Done, dog. Like, I don't care what Luda talking about. I don't care what he working on. Luda done. Luda been done.
Bars, though.
Luda had bars. Luda's cold. Like, don't get it twisted, but Luda's done, dog. He even tried freestyle to reply to Cat. What the fuck was he talking about? We don't know what Luda was talking about on that.
I can't tell you, man.
And he responded to Cat with a verse like, come on, dog. He no, done. Man.
Yeah, that nigga, that might be the worst career move Ludacris ever did, was respond to Cat Williams with a rap
verse. Yeah. Luda done. He replied to Cat with that trash 16. That's what we said. Yeah, hey, trash.
Yeah. That was a bad move. That nigga in that State Farm commercial, though.
Yeah, he getting money, though. Don't get it twisted. Just because you could be done on your run don't mean you're not getting money out here. Some niggas get that confused. Nah.
Love, he going to go back to DJing when it's all said
and done. Don't say, yeah, that nigga's not. Oh, he, well, yeah, he might. He might pull a Shaq now.
He going to be on the radio like Young Jock. Yeah.
Cat has a full diss song about to drop in response, though. That's no better. That is definitely no better because Cat is trash, too.
No rap beef with Cat Williams.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who's gonna get it tangled up in a rap beef with Cat? We can't take you seriously.
Hell nah, bro.
At all. But anyway, let's move on, man. What we talking about? We just skipped a few things in here, man. the Doja Cat. What y'all hear about them Doja Cat allegations?
Yeah, I try to say brother was whooping her ass.
Yeah, they said the brother was whooping her ass and. It was, I ain't hear nothing from Doja. It was the mama. She tried to file a restraining order for Doja. And they was like, you can't file a restraining order for somebody else.
Yeah, they said she got to put her down. So.
Yeah, that's just some weird shit.
Knocked out Doja Cat teeth.
Yeah, so knocked out a teeth and something else. Threatening her and emotional abuse. That whole thing sounded weird. Like, I ain't saying I don't believe it. It just sounded like some weird family dynamics the way she was saying the mom was saying it, though. How y'all feel about BG putting out these freestyles in that album with Gucci? I don't think we like that album with Gucci.
Nah, I didn't like the album with Gucci, but these little freestyle shit been all right that he doing.
Yeah. But I mean, I think he's probably getting them some money. But BG's another older rapper, but. I'm with Hoodie. I like them singles, them freestyles, and them singles he got out.
I like the one he put out today. Was it today? It might be today or yesterday. But off the Hot Boy beat, the Nardo
Wick. Yeah, that's bumping too. Haven't listened to it, but the freestyle's been cool. Yeah, the freestyle's been cool. Cold in the Clutch. Check out them songs. He got one with Finesse 2 times, and he got another one. I forget. BG with the grill. Jizzle with the grill.
Jizzle with the goats.
Yeah. That bot too.
And I'm gonna tell y'all I think what might be the best song I heard this week is not lyrical. It ain't lyrically or nothing like it, but it was like refreshing. Waka Flocka jumped on the Shake Your Dreads song.
Oh, did he? That's the sexy red, ain't it?
Didn't sound like WKU to me. It brought me back to my youth, dog.
2000s.
And guess what he did on the song, though, bro?
What's
this
that?
Nigga linked up with Trapaholics.
Yeah.
So you get all the Trapaholics drops, and then he run it back. Damn, where'd you find this? And all that shit, bro. That's your hard, dog.
I'm about to check it out. Yeah, I ain't heard that one. Shake Your Dreads. Waka Flocka. He giving you out of Waka Flocka ad libs and shit.
Man, all that, bro. It definitely reminds me of the old days. Watch me hear it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Man, what else, man? Look at this. What else we got? What else we got, Hoodie? We done ran through it, man. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to have, you know, somebody out here to cover some shit, but
get in the comments. At least she ain't leave us just
now. Yeah. She listened to us and she's in her style. Yeah, and then listen, that's a fact. And so when she get on here, we're gonna say, is this a female thing? Like, is this what the female artists gotta go through? Like, they gotta make sure that everything, the look and everything's right before you know what I'm saying, everything. Yeah. What else, man? Can we go cover? What else can we cover? Hold on.
That nigga act running that shit to talk about.
Nah. Listen, Jake, Complex. Complex named J. Cole, the best rapper of 2023. They dropped that today. Best rapper alive.
Did you do this here? Google?
Nah, I had that on here. I was trying to save it, though. I had it on here before we started. It was a last minute ad, man. What y'all think about that? Cole, the best rapper alive. Detroit, they said, I agree. What you say?
Best rapper alive, period. Really, he's the best rapper alive
for 2023. Best rapper.
Cole might have had the best run in 2023.
I think Cole probably did have the best run in 2023.
Like dropping shit.
Yeah, Cole was getting busy.
Cole, he was killing everybody.
Cole was killing everybody out, dog. Like they had what else they say about Cole? What did they say? Because they gave their criteria for. Let me pull it. I got it right here. So they said an artist must be able to retain the attention of the core audience and demand. They niggas be trying to give his old demand the attention of rap world at large by being unparalleled at the art of rhyme spitting. Like, come on, dog. But anyway, they said J. Cole got busy. Bottom line, he did wreck every feature. Yeah. First Person Shooter, All My Life, Evil Ways, Passport Bros, On My Block, The Secret Recipe. That's just some of the shit they named. And he did score his first number one with Drake, Billboard number one on that shit too. So he had a hell of a year.
Biggest Super Bowl.
Yeah, is that shit gonna translate in his when he drop his new album? I think niggas is that's one album niggas is probably anticipating. J. Cole, I mean, you got busy all 2023 killing out all these features, so he gotta drop a dope album though. He can't just drop some bullshit.
Yeah, that nigga came through and shut Drake down on his own shit.
Yeah, smack. But I mean, he was doing that to everybody. So I mean, you know, what you expect? I
specified Drake because niggas, you know, they say Drake is one of them, and I think Drake can be one of them sometimes. But J. Cole got on and showed, hey, you know, we in both in the heavyweight division, but. You know,
he said he feeling like Muhammad Ali is levels to this, right? Basically,
yeah, I'm more skilled than you.
Yeah, I'm more skilled than you, nigga. Yeah. So, but yeah, you right. You right, man. But I'm anticipating that J. Cole dropping this year, man. But, hey, speaking of Drake, man, did Drake call Mos Def a crackhead?
Damn, dude, y'all missed that.
Hey, I think he got him a crackhead. Talking about he just randomly got high and married a couple different women at different times, dog, throughout. I don't know if it was recently or throughout his little run, dog. They said he was high and married abroad, and he was high and somewhere else and married abroad. Then he was married a Canadian broad off on a binger on the weekend and got high and got married real quick. Then got divorced real quick. Yeah, Mos Def. What they said, huh?
I said, where you say this at? I missed it.
It was an article at one of the little hip hop sites. Yeah, he married a Toronto woman after a weekend of drunken drugs.
Yeah. You know Drake was gonna be on this petty shit, bro. Drake being a petty dog when it comes to rappers.
Yeah, he's a super petty nigga, so But I didn't know this about Mos Def, man. That nigga was a crackhead.
Damn.
We already knew it was coming, dog. Drake King petty, dog.
Nah,
he won the top pettiest niggas in the rap game, dog. They say they was off the coke, the coke super heavy, and got married on a yup on a whim. Shorty said Mos loved her more than she loved him. Yeah, yep, that's what I read. Shout out to the Mac was one. Hey, yeah,
Drake,
sugar booger on that coat.
Drake, hold on. Somebody said that in the comments.
But yeah, that's what I seen. That's what I read in the article.
I don't know why the comments stopped, bro.
They stopped on you. That's some bullshit. They only give you a short run, then your comments start acting up, right? That's IG, dog. IG hating on you.
Well, I about to what? Say. Drake the type of nigga that'll put all his ex-wives in the motherfucking music video next.
Oh, yeah, that's coming. That's coming, though. He's petty like that. He might make a post with him first before he put him in the video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? What else we got out here? Shout out DJ Slick, man. DJ Slick on here.
What did he say? Acting here scrambling and scrambling.
don't you ever say I'm doing that shit they said Diddy was doing.
What are you saying about?
Who are you saying about Fab?
Yeah, you remember? I like when you scrambling and Slick, what up, fool? I can't what up? Say what up back, dog. Acme cutting the comments off on me.
Nah. He said what up. He said, yo, hey, I ain't do it to you. I ain't cut your comments off.
Oh, man.
What concerts y'all looking forward to this year? I'll look with the same. What concerts we? I don't know.
Nicki.
You going to the Nicki? Hell
yeah. Want to see Nicki Minaj, nope. I'm trying to be.
Whatever happened to the Drake reschedule, man, shows? You was talking about that before.
I want to see that nigga Drake, dog. That nigga.
Hey, who going to, speaking of concerts, that's a good one. Who's going to any of the residencies, like the Jodeci residency in Vegas? Anybody care about that?
Man, is that motherfucker going to last?
That's what I'm saying. I got to see that first, though. Slick said I'm going to be there.
Put Jodeci in Vegas.
I gotta let the first
coma or some shit where they can't get in the shit.
I gotta see how the first 4-5 shows go to see what the reviews are on it. If they, like you said, if it's gonna last, man, if I buy my ticket,
them niggas gonna be so coked up in Vegas.
They said they clean, man. I don't know. I need to see the reviews, though. Like, I don't know if I can put my faith in Jodeci these days, though.
They can't. Leave drugs alone. The niggas be fiending.
Yeah. Who else got one? I mean, I feel like we done seen new. What's that?
The most talented fiend is.
The most talented fiend, nigga.
The most talented fiend in the industry. I say Chris Brown.
Breezy?
Yeah, I say Chris Brown.
I don't know.
Is it? Y'all think it's another more talented crackhead than Chris Brown? Look,
I don't know if it's a more talented. I'm trying to think. Nah, it ain't like I won't say it. That nigga tooting.
You
want to
say
all that shit?
Crackhead, huh? You want to say Bobby Brown or somebody?
Nah, Bobby Brown. Nah, that nigga. That's old. They say hey, Breezy easily. Somebody said Doja.
Said Breezy.
The immaculate ones. They said Breezy easily since Whitney passed.
Yeah, you got Breezy. What's Slick? Who the most talented crackhead?
He a crackhead. Slick is what they say, man. They say he'll snort a line so smooth right in the middle of a video.
Slick asking, is he a crackhead?
Yeah.
Slick, you don't be trying to PC us, Slick. You know Chris Brown a crackhead. Everybody.
That's a Breezy. Easy.
Everybody know Chris Brown be on that book of sugar.
That's what they say, man. I mean, he be having some suspect videos out there, man, tooting that powder. They be passing the videos around, dog. He'll toot the powder so smooth in the video, you be like, damn.
This nigga was on CNN, bro.
Who?
Chris Brown.
Y'all,
That nigga was barricaded in the house on CNN?
Yeah.
Yeah, they was like, oh, man, we got to get him out the house to arrest him or some shit.
And they say hit a line, do a backflip on your ass.
That nigga was on that shit then. Damn it, shout to you.
They said he had somebody hostage in there, and he because they had it barricaded, and then he went live.
Yes, click the ask me again. Y'all, Chris Brown.
Hey, what about the picture with him and Quavo, dog? And they try to say like he done matured. Yeah, he said fuck that mature shit.
Oh, man.
What he tell him? He said he ain't great mess up his bag, man. He gonna get some money. He ain't worried about little niggas or something like that.
Yeah, nah. That shit crazy.
They still beefing over Karrueche? God damn, what Karrueche got on her, man? Huh?
What's up, man?
Hey, bro. I'm just saying, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that was 15 years ago.
Time be a motherfucker.
Hey, time is not like, damn. Yes, sir. Look, Slick at the, hey, yeah. And what she got, Slick? And honey pot. Oh shit! Who else? Hey, they keep saying hit a line and do a backflip on your ass. That's the that's the same people, immaculate ones. Talking about Breezy.
Any nigga do If it's as good as Chris Brown, gotta be on some kind of
deal. Anybody at what?
Anybody that can backflip as good as Chris Brown at this age gotta be on some kind of drug, dog.
They gotta be. Hey, look, when I listen, if I guess show up, we're gonna ask who the top three female artists is right now. What y'all think? We're gonna go ahead and get into it.
Tag Amore in on this motherfucker in a minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Top three female artists out right now. Who you got?
Top three.
Because listen, we asked this at some point last year, but I'm sure it changed. Rap artists, too. Let me say rap artists.
Bar wise or just the whole package?
The whole pack, just top.
Nicki, Doja, and I probably gotta get a last spot to Megan Steele. Cause niggas is
like,
she got some new shit coming out.
Yeah, rap. Thursday,
with some old snake shit or something.
I had everybody you had except I ain't had Megan. I had Lotto and
I still think Megan a little bigger than Lotto.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Well, hottest right now. I mean, I'm thinking like it, but yeah, if she drops something, it's over. Like okay. People gonna go crazy for it. Same thing with if Cardi ever drops something, like they gonna go crazy for it. But not, right now, they ain't dropping shit.
I think Lotto, Lotto might be on the cold side. Right, well, I ain't gonna say cold, but she's still going off of her last shit. You know what I'm saying?
You think so? Even with all the little features and singles and shit, she been dropping.
What I ain't heard of. What's she on?
You know, some shit with some new chick from up that area or something. That's a bop. I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
I ain't heard them. I'm gonna have to look for
it. Yeah, she got some joy. Shout out Val Watts. What up, Val? But yeah, that's the three. I like it. It's a lot of them out here. But you right though. Soon as Megan drops something, they gonna go crazy again.
And then
she just dropped.
Then you're gonna get a bunch of free tour shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
conversation gonna start again.
That's gonna come with it every time. Now I don't know if and when they'll ever shake at. I feel like they're gonna forever be tied, right?
And this is gonna be my Alone in Prime plug that I usually do. That Alone in Prime album is still fire.
Oh, you keep talking about that. Is that the one that he re-released to?
Like 11 more songs on there.
Yeah.
On there called Poison Ivy, bro. That shit sound like Bobby Brown. That motherfucker fire.
For real?
I'm sorry.
You keep telling me, man. I still ain't listen to that shit.
Motherfucker fire, dog. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Y'all niggas listen to R. Kelly. I can listen to Tory Lane.
Oh, hey. I'm not mad at you. I just ain't listen to it.
Man. They need to put out Tory and R. Kelly track. Let's see how it go.
Nigga, nah. They...
Let's see how it go. If Tory Lanez stop a track with R. Kelly, you ain't gonna listen to it. yeah, you are. Look, yeah, you are. That nigga.
Hey, if it's a bop, man. If it's a bop, it's a bop. Up,
that nigga Slick gonna have it in rotation.
Nah, don't say it.
Slick gonna be
watching. What up?
Hey.
We got. What up, Anna B?
Hello, y'all.
Yeah. You finally got yourself together?
Yes, I had to. I was like, hold up. I can't be coming up here with half a ponytail. I was like, hold up. This is my town. First impressions. And I'll never be late. So I'm so sorry, y'all.
What'd you
say? So sorry.
Say hoodie.
I need this.
Oh, there.
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up? What's that?
Can you turn that music off? I turn it down. I won't give them, some respect.
Yo, welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast. We got Anna B on here, man. She finally got herself together to be presentable for the people, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just living, for real.
That's what's up. I ain't even going to lie to you, Anna B. We was going to slide on up off her waiting on you.
I'm sorry.
We was going to end the whole pod.
Days left on it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Look, and I'm re-adding my people on here so they can come on here.
Yeah, what's good, man? Adam. Adam on here.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. How was y'all day? What y'all do today before the live?
Nah, the usual, working. You know how it go.
What you do for work? If
Is it secret? Nah, we got regular. Well, I got regular real jobs on here, so you know what I'm saying. I got regular, you know what I'm saying, 9 to 5. Yeah, regular, real. Y'all artists. I'm not an artist. Y'all doing your artist thing.
Yeah, I do music full time.
Yeah, that's what's up. So does Hoodie, man. He be big timing on us. Let's get into it. Honor B, man, we appreciate you joining the Dope Dope Podcast, man. Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce the people. Let the people know. Everybody's on here running you up right now. They shouting you out. They showing love.
Thank you. I don't see anything.
You can't?
Hey, that's just me. Huh? I did have some shit you be doing on your side, bro.
Hey, I didn't do nothing. She said she can't see none of the comments.
Shit, my dog.
Damn.
I can't see no comments. Yeah. So, you gonna tell us some people comment?
They running up. Right. Yeah, they comment. They giving you 5 emojis already.
That's crazy.
502, yeah, they waving at you, giving love.
Get on the phone. Can you see on the phone? Where is he? Look, I'm going to get on the live.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody ever waved at me on this motherfucker.
What's that? You can't either?
That's wild. Ain't nobody ever waved at me on here. That's crazy.
Okay. Hey, but real, tell the people about, give a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, born and raised. I've been doing music for about 4 years. I just turned 22 last year, so I haven't really been traveling a lot. I manage myself. I have, like, how can I describe it? More of like a hip-hop club type of vibe, mm-hmm. of genre out of music. But I'm a very versatile artist, so... I have all type of genres of music, and this year would really be the year that I just really display it, because it's like, I was really nervous. I'm really self-conscious when it's about my music, because it's like, that's all I do. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, I just was always wanting everything to be perfect. And it's just like last year at the end of the year, I just had to tell myself, like, I'm still like, it's just like, I'm a human. You feel me? So, if I'm thinking about dropping my first single song and I'm whopping if they don't like it, it doesn't matter. Keep dropping them, you feel me? And then you'll get better. So I just have to, like, you know, push myself. So that's really, like, really about me. I do a lot. I sing, I rap, I make beats, I model, I act. And so, yeah.
Oh, nah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, sometimes you gotta just go ahead and drop that music. Wouldn't you agree, Hoodie? Like, sometimes if you overthink it, you are sitting hold on to something for a long time.
Like, because it got to the point where, like, recently I did, like, a listening session, and I had to listen to all my music first to figure out what songs that I wanted people to listen to, like, you know, actually listen to. And, like, I had to count up, and I was almost, like, up to, like, 400 songs. And I'm like, oh. Now I only got to pick 10 songs out of 400?
Yeah.
So once it got to that point, I was like, okay, this is how it's going to be. I gotta number down to 10, and so we can go through the stuff and actually just get stuff out.
Let the people
pick what their favorite song is, you know?
You can drop 10 every month to run the album. Man,
for real. Like, I gained about, like, 2,000 followers this year. It's what?
That's what's up.
Like, you feel me? I ain't posting no music, no nothing. I posted just about one photo shoot. And it's all off of organic stuff. I've never did any paid promotions or anything like it.
For real?
I really appreciate everybody that's working with me and even supporting me. So, thanks.
That's what's up. They said Coalition DJs in the building. They said your stages is getting bigger and bigger. They still ain't running you up. Big dog, not the little one. Yeah, they running you up in here for sure.
Hey, come out real quick. Did you do it?
Huh?
The hell that just happened? Ain't nobody seen them hearts pop up?
I know,
seen it.
That's the Honor B effect. Man, like, you just witnessed it.
Honor B said she jumps on her ass. Hey,
thank you, Instagram. Give me my
I seen it. That's what's up. Honor B, get out here. We got different shit on the pie on IG.
Okay, look, I got another phone. Look. We got a couple phones. We watching.
Okay,
we can see. We're talking about. Read my comments. Oh, hold up. They get
ice. Ice Cold Jack said, getting thick the natural way.
Period. And for the people who's new on the live, I'm 55 days straight in the gym marking today. So if you haven't been working out this year, just get up, okay? Because what's the point of grinding so much, getting your money up and doing all of this, and you not even trying to make sure you're going to be here to watch it, you know?
Amen. Nah, yeah, that.
You got to get that health together. Health is the move for the rest of the life, not even for 2024. Yeah, everybody need to get their health together.
I'm 22 days, no liquor.
No soda. Look, give me a high five.
You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, we right there.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Liquor, no soda.
That's right. That's discipline, man. The comments going crazy. Hey, before you jumped on, health is definitely wealth. That's a big fact. Run that up for sure. Hey, Anna, before we got on, before you jumped on, we was talking about top three female rap artists out right now. Who's your top artist? You ain't even got limited to three. Who's your top artist right now?
Say me, Mulatto. What's up?
Okay.
Can I pick four?
I like
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, go ahead. Like do your thing.
Nicki Minaj and Cardi B.
I like him. I like your list. I just mentioned Lotto too.
I like them.
Yeah, yeah. Who is your influences? Who influenced you in your rap style, your rap career?
I wouldn't say a certain person influencing me, like, with my rap. I feel like I've been around music my whole life. I was born in 2001, so, you know, I was with music videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'd be inspired off of life. Like, I'd be inspired off of life. I don't, like, you know, watch somebody else's stuff. Because I feel like as an artist, like, even like with my friends, we don't really listen to a lot of mainstream stuff for real. We be listening to us.
that's what's up.
So it's like, you feel me, when you got eight friends, matter of fact, all my friends do music. They the same route, set, make beats, engineer, shoot videos, all four models. So it's like, we all got something to listen to. We ain't got
so,
to
so your whole crew getting busy then.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. Whole crew. I run with the best in the city.
That's what's up.
Models and artists.
That's what's up. Shout out to everybody on the live rocking with us, man. We got Hannah B on the live, man, rocking with us right now.
Louisville, Kentucky. Where y'all from again for they know?
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky.
Where you from?
Hoodie?
Man, I'm from Paducah, Kentucky, but I'm in I've been in Nashville for a minute.
I came to Nashville once. I did like a TSU event with the DJ Coalition.
Okay.
That's what's up.
And I came out there and I actually performed for the DJ Coalition twice. One was like, they had like a coalition meeting when it was like all the coalitions. Yeah. And the next one was like my BMF series. So like we watched BMF like before it had came out and stuff like that. That was really cool.
What's up?
Get around here, let me know, dog. I got a couple DJs I plug you in with.
Oh, look. I do this full time. I'll hit the road tomorrow.
Hey, look.
That's what's up.
I hit the road tomorrow.
I got on her like, I checked you out earlier today. Amore hit me up and filled me in, man. Hey, I watched some of your videos and stuff, man. You actually in the same little lane of music that I'm in, man. So I'm gonna tap in with you, dog. I like what I saw.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I checked out a bunch of YouTubes and all your socials too. Definitely going in. Definitely.
Platforms.
Definitely.
Let me get my streams up, y'all. Okay, because I feel like I got a lot of support on social media, but like, you know, when it comes to like brand partnerships and labels and stuff like that, the stuff that I care about, they look at my streams. They don't really care about, they care about my Instagram, but they don't really care. They be like, can she sell out a show?
Yeah.
Can she do this? I need y'all to show these people y'all love me.
That's what's up. Hey, speaking of shows, I seen you got one up with for NBA All-Star Finesse two times. Man, tell us how that come about.
Shout out to Trey Freak.
Yeah. How'd that come about? How'd you get on that?
Just working hard and people real recognize real. Trey Freak hit me up, I'll say last November for a Sukiana show. I came out there off of love and performed for him for another event. It was like a boxing event, but it was like females. So it was really dope. Yeah. Y'all should go because he's making more. You feel me? So follow Straight Freak on Instagram.
That's what's up.
But he had hit me up just because, you know, I did what I was supposed to do and gave me another opportunity to, you know, pop out in Annapolis again.
Yeah. That should be all right, too. That's our NBA All-Star weekend, yeah, too, so that's going to be crazy.
I heard, Drake's going to be down there, so I don't know.
That's the rumor, so I don't know. It's going to be crazy, Alberto.
I told him that he all about some. I never heard about that. I'm like, look, I love y'all, but I'm trying to see Drake.
Hoodie, what you say?
It's All-Star weekend. Drake finna be down there picking them off, bro.
Yeah.
I just want to say hi, but...
He gonna be down there sniping. Drake is sniping.
Oh, that's what he in town for. Yeah. Hey, it's gonna be crazy.
He just doesn't enjoy the
vibes.
Why y'all gotta? Why he
gotta be down there scoping? Hey man, it is what it is. Don't he gonna enjoy the vibe, right?
Like that. Don't be doing something like that. Look, I gotta put my earrings on my studies.
You still getting real, you are you in full mode? I feel you.
No earrings.
Yeah. You full artist, yeah.
I told my friend, I was like, look, you ain't got curly. You feel me? Look, I was gonna get on live while she was curling my hair. It's done, but it ain't all the way done. I might keep it like this. I don't know. It's cute.
So what's up? What we got upcoming project? What you doing? Now you moving around doing shows, performing?
Yes, my Finesse 2-time show is going to be on the 16th in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. The flyer is on my page. For the people that's in the city, I told you guys I will provide transportation for free. Y'all need to let me know that y'all coming, okay? And then y'all don't got to pay for no ticket if y'all coming with me. So y'all need to let me know, okay? And so, yes, I'll make sure you get there and get back to the city safely. And, yeah. Come out and support me. I'll be dropping a song very soon called Pressure. I'm still getting the cover art and the mix and stuff like that together. I really wanted to drop it at the end of January, but I personally feel like it would be rushed if I drop it in January. So I might just do like the first week of February and, you know, release it then. But yes, the song is called Pressure. Make sure you turn your post notifications on because I'm dropping soon.
What's your release? Is it
I released my music through DistroKid and BMI.
That's what's up, man. Y'all be on the lookout for that Pressure. Pressure dropping soon. Pressure dropping soon. What you got for it? Anything you want us to play? What you Anna B, we want us to play a little snippet or something for the people? Or
you can play what you CEO got? By
Anna B. What's that?
CEO.
Ah, okay. Let me see. I know I had that up earlier.
It's one of my favorites. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo.
I feel like it really describes just me, not even just like as an artist, but just like, you know.
All right, let's get a little bit. Let me see if I can turn that up real quick. Hold on. There you go. Let me connect again. Can y'all hear it? Hold on, my Bluetooth great connector, Anna B. It went off. There we go. We up. Hold on. Can y'all hear that?
They know what's us. We show them love. I hang against that baddies. That type of shit with your daddy. I told him to sleep with some panties. He aggy. My attitude nasty. You approaching a queen. Don't fuck it with peasants. I don't need a king. I did it myself. And watch how I hold down the palace. Ain't seen him in weeks. I've been doing me. I ain't really with all the lagging. He give me a stack when he petty. He give me a stack when he petty. Won't let him hit it. Been crapping some. You know I'm a pity. City. Ain't seen my face, but you know he's spinning. Competition, ex, listen, took a spot, and I ain't in his feelings. Say you miss me, some big C, better get some fish, go chase him, copy fix it. No cap, ain't giving a no rap, no laughs, yeah, no time to live up on my grind. I'm out, baby, around me. My haters won't play, won't let you around me. They come for your family, welcome to my section if you ain't from around here. Yeah, I'm a. But shout out to cuz, he come to a slugs, huh?
Yeah,
right
stop.
He don't need no one, he can't write up, huh? Way more than a hood CEO on my watch. Gave it to him good, and he done me lost it. Yeah, I'm the CEO, watch how you talk to me, ain't having it. Can't mess up the spot, I'll be recording it.
Hey, yeah, that's tough. That's that Anna B CEO, man. Make sure y'all run all that up. Run Anna B up, man. She's lit. She's lit right now. That's what's up, man. The comments going crazy.
Dad, can I see your phone?
Y'all rock with that. Yeah, y'all rock with that. It looked like y'all rock with that. I see y'all the five emojis. Yeah, that's what's up.
If y'all like CEO, go make a reel to it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Go make a reel
y'all to heard? It. Look, 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 look. She knows. She know what to tell the people to do. Make a reel to that.
Show me it's real.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
It's the new year. It's going to be new vibes coming all year. I'm showing y'all what I've been doing for the last couple of years. Why y'all think I've just been playing. So, yeah.
Big 2024. Big 2024. That's kind of big. That's what's up, man.
Run up. The Instagram is going up. I'm really appreciating the love.
Yeah. Everybody show some more love. Hoodie, what you say?
Period. I'm looking at the comments, y'all. Don't think I'm over here being rude, y'all. I'm looking at
I see you. I see you.
You see the comment. It's
two shit, period. Who's on here? Can y'all all comment? Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay. Boom Blossom.
Y'all missed someone. Just asked her for a feature price.
Shout out to DJ Slick.
Wait a minute, run that right back. Who answered for the feature prize? Anna B, somebody answered for the feature prize. Run it again. You heard that, man. If you want to know Anna B's feature prize, DM her. Get at her, man. She's right here.
Literally.
Yes, sir.
Literally.
Anybody. Yeah,
where
the feature prize.
Where you from? Let me see. Who asked for a feature prize?
Yeah.
What's up, Mike? That. Make sure y'all go follow Mike.SS. He's an engineer and producer from Louisville, Kentucky. Make sure y'all go tap in.
Yeah, y'all tap in. Yeah. Five emojis. They going crazy in the comments. That's what's up.
Hey, hello. Shout out to Jack Frost. He's a producer. Just hit me up. We about to start working. Appreciate the support. Thanks. I think he's in Cleveland.
Yeah. Slick said you've been nice. That's what's up.
Thank you.
That's what's
up. Hey, Slick, I need to do an episode with you. What's up? He got a rap platform where they, you know, they coming on. It's like off the radar, but I ain't going to lie. Slick been doing this shit.
Yeah, nah, so we know Slick been doing this. You going to go in there and drop in bars.
So DM me if you got any availability.
Yeah, booth action.
Thank you. Yes,
Mike said, appreciate the shout out. That's what's up. But look, man,
you know, real recognize real. Sugar Anna B.
Yeah,
if you don't
Anna
know.
B. We appreciate you rocking with us on here, man. Run it up again. Shout out. Let everybody know where they can find you, follow you, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you can follow me on all platforms at The Real Anna B. D A Real A N A B. If you didn't get that, it's at the top. We on Instagram. And if you follow these two nice men, then you're going to see me on the page, okay? Because I'm ready to be part of my shit. So hopefully, support and share.
That's a fact. Hey, that's a fact. I love your energy, Anna B, man. We appreciate you rocking out with us on the pod. We appreciate you being a guest.
On here. Shout out to Dylan McCluskey. That's my boy.
Yeah.
I know who.
Dope musician. We got some people on here. Hold up. And I got to shout out to my stylist. Because she just did my
Let's go. Let's go.
You know, y'all, I'm a cry baby. Shout out to that stylist. Okay?
Girl.
Period. Look.
That's what's up. Just shout out to the stylist. Okay? That's all good.
Shout out to the stylist.
Shout out to the stylist. Y'all got to keep the stylist. That's what's up.
Hook, man.
For real.
What you say, Hoodie?
I said she might have to put that on hook, man.
Shout out to the stylist. There you go, Anna B. Yeah.
I just commented from her page. So look, she said follow me. So make sure y'all follow her. It don't matter if you follow or not.
Dang stylist.
You got oil for you to rub on your scalp.
I'm going to tell you something, Anna B. I follow her.
Follow her.
But I can't see none of the comments.
Damn,
you.
Hoodie. We're going to send it to you.
I can't see nothing. What's going on?
Yeah. We all going to follow. Listen, Anna B, we're going to have you back on here another time, too. We appreciate you rocking with us. Comments going crazy. They going crazy. Pressure coming soon. Anna B, pressure coming soon. Make sure y'all check for that. She's performing with Finesse 2 times All-Star Weekend, man. Make sure y'all check her out. Tap
February
in with her.
16th. February 16th.
She gonna show you love. Make sure you holler at her.
Facts.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate y'all putting me on her. And I appreciate y'all staying down till I got up. You know?
Hey, ain't no thing, man. Ain't no thing. Much love.
I FaceTime Big Bro. I said, look at my hair. I can't go on live like this.
You gotta get this shit right.
Wait. Can they wait 20, 30 minutes and I'm going to get on live? Hey, y'all. Shout out to H Block Dukes on here.
It's all good.
Thank y'all.
Buzz on here playing Jeopardy.
Yeah. Well, we was winging it for a minute, but I'm glad you jumped on. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me.
Sure. Yep. Hoodie, what you got? You got anything before we jump off here?
Nah, bro. Well, you know, first week of June, 100 Magazine Awards. We got that going.
That's what's up.
First week of
June. You said Bowling Green. First
week of June in Bowling Green.
Can I get my ticket? Can you send me my ticket?
Man, I got you.
All right. Hey. Is this like a red carpet type of thing?
Yeah, like we
That's the problem. I live in Louisville and I be
wanting
to dress up for red carpet events. Yeah, we're going.
Oh, you know Bowling Green ain't. Well, how far Bowling Green from y'all?
Not too far.
About an hour and a half.
Yeah, we're gonna do it in Bowling Green, man. We got a new issue gonna drop coming out. Another magazine gonna drop.
Period. Magazines. And that's why I've been most definitely like been focusing on my modeling stuff this year too, because like I've been taking like photo shoots with random photographers around the city, and with permission, they've been submitting them to different magazines and stuff. And it's just like, even if it don't get picked, it's just the opportunity of like, damn, we waiting on the callback.
Yeah.
Me? You wanted to submit the photo with me in it? So that shit just hits different.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's what's up.
Other than that, act, you know it all times, bro. You know the brand.
Die Nasty. That's what's up.
All times, bro.
That's what.
And look,
what's
up? Ray Freak just got on here as the party promoter that's gonna be hosting the February 16th.
Finesse. With Finesse. So, okay.
Straight free. So I was talking about y'all. Y'all make sure y'all go follow y'all.
Man, y'all follow everybody and everybody tap in. That's what's up, man. We got a lot going on. This is the Dope Podcast, man. Catch us each and every Monday, man, live here on IG at 8, man, with me and the big homie Hoodie. I'm your man, King Acklin. Listen, we got Ina B in the building. She done came on here, and she was a little late, but it's all good because she got on here and ran us
up. Look at the balloons.
Ina B got on here and ran us up. We don't know none of this shit till she got on here and turned us up.
Doing, bro?
Hey, I don't know who's doing that. They turning us up on her. It's lit.
Yes.
Yeah, it's lit.
That's the Ina B effect. See,
Ina B effect. You know what I'm saying? Ina B effect. That's the name of the episode. Ina B effect. It's lit. That's lit. But look, we appreciate y'all, man. Till next time. Go ahead.
Before we get off, did my parents make up for me being late?
Yeah.
With you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We fucking with you. We like the music.
I'd have been on here.
Nah, we good.
I'd have been on here before about to go to sleep. So
yeah. You lit. We like your energy. You done ran us up. We appreciate you. Big shit coming. Big shit coming.
That's from my page. Go follow these two men.
That's what's up, man. King Acklin, big homie Hoodie, man. Really, Hoodie.
I mean, since you said it, make sure y'all go stream at Dynasty on Spotify because I'm almost at that 100,000. I get my plaque. Go do that. Appreciate y'all.
That's a fact. Run it up. Yeah. Make sure you following Dope Though. Make sure you following the Dope Though page. Make sure you following Dope Though. You know what I'm saying? So we can get it in. You know what I'm saying? So, man, listen, we appreciate y'all. Ina B, keep going, man. Big shit is popping already. I know you're gonna keep it up in 2024. So, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yep. So we up out of here, man. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Bye.
Yep.